Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the Gospel for this Quinquagesima Sunday, the last Sunday before Lent, taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said." On this last Sunday before Lent begins, the Gospel directs our attention to the coming passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord. The Gospel also tells of a miracle in which Jesus restores sight to a blind man. And this blind man then follows Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. He had prayed, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And what I would like to say this morning is that that prayer of the blind beggar must also be your prayer and mine as well. "Lord, let me receive my sight." For although we are not literally blind, we are blind in a deeper sense, blind to the love and the will of our Maker. For if we really saw God clearly, our hearts would continually overflow with peace and joy. But since they do not, we too need to pray with the blind beggar, "Lord, let me receive my sight." The trouble, of course, is that instead of clearly seeing the love and the will of God, we are distracted. We see all kinds of other things instead. I believe I've often mentioned to you that I have a dear friend in another part of the country who struggled with depression all his life. But his depression isn't helped by what he chooses daily to see. Not content with looking at one or two news reports, he tends to keep watching the news all day long. And that, I submit, is enough to depress even the most cheerfully disposed person. And then there are those who are tempted to spend their time constantly following the latest tragedies and scandals in the church and in the world, or even worse, materials not fit for human consumption, let alone for any Christian trying to follow the holy Jesus who says, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Now, we are naive if we think this is a small matter and of no consequence. If we fail to realize that the old evil foe uses all of this to blind and confuse and alienate us from the life and truth of God. For the more careless we are about what we choose to see, the greater the danger of being plunged ever deeper into spiritual confusion and darkness. Well, Lent begins this Wednesday. And what is Lent if not that time in the year when more than at any other time we in fact gaze on Jesus? Lent, in fact, is all about seeing. About seeing ourselves as we are and our Maker as He is. It's time for seeing ourselves as we in fact are. Not as we'd like to be or as we fancy ourselves to be, but as we in fact are. Honest and thorough self-examination in the light of God's word written should quickly dispel any illusions we might have. For example, we might ask ourselves, just how well do we measure up in the light of St. Paul's great hymn to love, as we heard it in the epistle for this Sunday. Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other people's sins, but delights in the truth. Yes, in the light of Paul's words, we examine ourselves and we see ourselves as we are. But then in God's word of pardon, we see God as He truly is, who knows us better than we know ourselves, yet loves us still. We see Jesus, the crucified and risen friend of sinners. And what else is the sacrament we receive today but a means whereby we see the love which brought the eternal Son of God to the shameful cross, to cleanse us through His precious blood, and make us His. Lord, let me receive my sight. In the wonderful epistle for this last Sunday before Lent, St. Paul concludes by saying that now in this life we see through a glass darkly, but then in heaven we see face to face. And St. John says of the redeemed in heaven, His servants shall worship Him, for they shall see His face. But for now, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in Thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker.